Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Making of the President 1960 is Theodore H. White's landmark account of the 1960 United States presidential election, the contest in which John F. Kennedy narrowly defeated Richard Nixon. Published in 1961, it is both a political history and a piece of literary journalism, combining close reporting with narrative pacing and psychological detail. Rather than treating the election as a sequence of detached events, White presents it as a national drama shaped by primaries, party strategy, television debates, and the shifting public image of the candidates. The book won the Pulitzer Prize for general nonfiction and became a bestseller, but its lasting importance comes from how it changed campaign reporting. White's method emphasized access, atmosphere, and the human pressures behind public politics, creating a model that influenced later election books and modern political journalism. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a campaign narrative built from inside access and close observation. One of the book's defining features is its reporting method. White did not simply summarize the 1960 election from a distance. He wrote from within the campaign world, drawing on extensive access to the candidates, advisors, and political settings around them. This produces a sense of immediacy that was unusual for political writing at the time. Instead of reducing the election to vote totals or formal speeches, he shows how campaigns are managed through travel, scheduling, image control, and constant tactical adjustment. That approach matters because it turns politics into a lived process rather than a static outcome. The reader sees how public decisions are shaped by fatigue, timing, personality, and improvisation. White's insider perspective also helps explain why the book was so influential. It demonstrated that a campaign could be narrated with the richness of a novel while still remaining rooted in real reporting. The result is a method that later political writers repeatedly tried to copy. Secondly, Kennedy and Nixon as competing political personalities. White presents the 1960 election as a contest between two sharply different public figures, and much of the book's energy comes from that contrast. John F. Kennedy appears as polished, disciplined, and media-ready, while Richard Nixon is portrayed as harder-edged, more awkward in presentation, and less naturally effective in the highly visual environment of national television politics. White does not reduce either man to a caricature, but he clearly treats personality as politically consequential. That emphasis was important because the 1960 race was one of the first elections in which image, voice, posture, and televised performance seemed to matter as much as traditional party loyalty. By focusing on how the two candidates appeared to voters, White shows that modern presidential politics cannot be understood only through platforms or ideological positions. The book therefore offers more than a portrait of Kennedy's victory. It explains how presidential elections are also evaluations of temperament, confidence, and public presence, especially when candidates are scrutinized under national media conditions. Thirdly, the primaries and nomination process as the real test of viability. A major strength of the book is its attention to the path to nomination, not just the Finn election. White follows Kennedy through the primaries and shows how the early contest established whether he could be seen as a serious national candidate. The primary season is important in the book because it reveals how momentum, organization, and political credibility are built before the general election begins. White's treatment of Hubert Humphrey and Stuart Symington shows that a nomination fight is not merely a procedural stage, but an arena where party leaders, state contests, and candidate stamina shape the field. This helps explain why the book became a model for later campaign histories. It treats the nomination process as central to understanding Democratic competition. By tracing the buildup carefully, White shows that victory in November often depends on choices and pressures that occur months earlier. The book therefore offers a structural view of elections, where the final result is the product of cumulative political labor rather than a single decisive moment. Fourthly, television and image politics in the first modern presidential race. White understands the 1960 election as a turning point in the role of television, and this is one of the book's most historically important insights. The Kennedy-Nixon debates are part of what makes the election feel modern, because they show candidates being judged not only on policy, but on visual presentation and composure. White's analysis suggests that television changes the criteria of political success by rewarding clarity, polish, and the ability to project confidence directly to a mass audience. This does not mean the book treats television as the sole cause of Kennedy's victory, but it does show that media exposure transformed campaign strategy. Candidates had to manage appearance, tone, and public perception with new intensity. The broader implication is that White anticipated a central feature of contemporary politics, the idea that elections are fought through mediated images as well as arguments. That makes the book useful not only as history, but also as an early explanation of the media environment that now dominates political life. Lastly, a lasting model for narrative political journalism. The book's influence extends far beyond the 1960 election itself, because it helped establish a new standard for political writing. White combined reporting, analysis, and narrative structure in a way that gave campaign journalism a stronger literary form without abandoning factual detail. That hybrid method made the book compelling to general readers and respected by critics. But its deeper significance is that it changed expectations for political coverages. Later campaign books increasingly tried to reproduce White's mix of access, scene setting, and psychological insight. At the same time, the book also reveals the costs of this style by encouraging personality-centered reporting. It helped move political journalism toward treating campaigns as dramas of character and competition. White himself later expressed discomfort with some of the changes his work inspired. This gives the book an unusual historical tension. It is both a landmark achievement and a self-aware turning point in the evolution of political media. Readers interested in journalism, elections, or American political culture gain not only a record of 1960, but also a view of how modern campaign storytelling was invented. In conclusion, The Making of the President 1960 is best suited for readers who want to understand not only one election, but also the rise of modern campaign journalism. Students of American history will find a detailed account of the Kennedy-Nixon contest, while readers interested in media, rhetoric, and political strategy will gain insight into how television and candidate image began to reshape presidential politics. It also remains valuable for anyone studying narrative nonfiction, because White shows how reporting can be organized with dramatic structure without losing analytical purpose. What sets this book apart from many later election studies is its combination of intimacy and historical significance. It is not just a chronicle of events. It is a foundational text that helped define how political campaigns would be written about for decades. Unlike more technical political histories, it captures the atmosphere of the race, the pressure on the candidates, and the evolving public mood. That blend of observation, analysis, and literary style is why the book still stands out in its field. If you would like to support Theodore H. White, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!